Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Take two. Jay Foreman, what's up?
Yo, hey, what's going on?
Oh, you know, just a lot. Just the athletic director leaving. You either timed it perfectly or terribly to not be in the city right now.
I wish I had... you know, some knowledge beforehand to leave, but it was just dumb luck, I guess, right? you know, man, it's one of those things, man. It's, hey, you know, I don't know when the last time Nebraska's had just a regular off season, you know, and it's always something. It's disappointing. It's, you know, it's tragic. You know, I think this is a little bit different than maybe like when Scott didn't work out. And I've always said, you know, Scott had his like, you know, issues or whatever, not issues, because I don't want people to run with that. Like, there's some things that, that well documented, he probably could have done better. But I also feel that, like, there was things working not in Scott's favor that he didn't have any control over. You know, I mentioned COVID and having a young team, and then there's just other, just the stuff you have to deal with that nobody ever really comes to terms with and understands, or let alone want to like rectify or even, you know, really bring the light, right? It's like, let's just keep doing what we're doing. Let's just keep killing ourselves and wonder why we're looked at as a laughing stock. And so, you know, I'm not making any excuses for Scott. I'm just being 100% honest. You know, it's well documented. I felt like I wanted Scott to do well. I just think there were some things that just didn't work out well. Now, how does that affect Trev leaving? Well, there's a lot of look, when you make a lateral move, essentially, it tells you something. It sheds light on something. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand there's some issues behind the scenes that were probably not to his liking. And I would like to think that he would have probably. I would like to think that that he could have been here and fought through it, and maybe he just, maybe he felt like, this is something that's been brewing for a while. Only person that knows those answers are Trev, and I doubt he's ever going to probably come and just be truthful. But I know there were some things that definitely needed to be, done, and it's not one subject thing. I feel like there's a lot of people that, are making decisions, probably aren't in the position to make decisions, if that makes sense. And they haven't been for the best of Nebraska. And, until we decide that we all want to do better, that's in every facet. That's football. That's every sport. That's academics. That's diversity. That's fundraising. Because right now where we're at, where we have to if this does not like wake people up, then I don't know if it ever will. Right.
Right.
If we do not understand and look at ourselves and understand that we all have to do better. And look, and this is no different than there's people that, look, for every media member that felt like it was their chance to try to take shots at the university, for every, person that felt like you part of this too. It's either you're part of the problem or you're part of the solution. It's very easy to be part of the problem when nothing happens. But then when it does happen, where are you? Nobody's perfect, including Trev. Nobody's perfect, including anybody that's in those high ranking positions. I used to think that they were making the best decision that they had for at the moment. You know, that's a little bit questionable at the time. And so right now, you're questioning leadership. I think Trev in his statement, when he talked about leadership, I think he's, taking a shot at leadership. That doesn't mean that our leadership can't do better. They just have to. And it's a trying time for the university. College football is changing. It's going to change in the next 4 years. Who knows if we're still going to be in the Big Ten? I don't know anything about that, but who knows if there's going to be a Big Ten from here on out. It might just be the top, 40, 50 teams, and everybody just battles it out, and then you got to regulate in and out. There's a lot of things that could change in college football in a matter of 2, 3, 4 years. Heck, They just came out with a 12-team playoff. They've already okayed a 16 playoff. If you are not paying attention to what's going on, things are moving faster than what you understand. And it, and this is, you know, part of it. And, you know, for whatever reason, he felt like he needed to make a move. I'm obviously disappointed in the move, but I can understand it. I can. I've been, you know, privy to some conversations that I'm not going to, you know, divulge, but I can understand it. I can understand when anybody makes a move. That doesn't mean I don't like it. It'd be very hard for me to be in that position to leave. It'd be very hard for me to leave knowing this is a program that essentially Coach Osborne built to the mecca of football programs. With Coach Osborne and those coaches and everybody included, I'm talking about when was there the athletic director, I'm talking all the way down to the janitor, I'm talking about every single sport head coach, every single player that was there, every single faculty member was there, was all pulling in the right direction.
The same direction.
The same direction and in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, that's two in the same. So it'd be very hard for me to leave a place like that. So that, you know, that probably lets you know, I'm sure it had to be a hard decision. I mean, Coach Osborne, without Coach Osborne, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. Mm. Period. You know what I mean? He took a chance on me. I obviously, you know, made good on that chance. And then, you know, the rest is history. But, you know, everybody's case. You just never know. If you decide not to come to Nebraska, are you where you're at right now? Yes, everybody put in the work, but this is a program that he built. And through some trying times, and right now the way college football is, it's definitely a more than trying time, because nobody's on solid ground right now, unless you are a, let's be honest, a winning football program. Mm-hmm. And we're working to get there, but it can't just be all on the coaches and the players. Like there's more to wins and losses than that. It's like football, like in the NFL, right? You know, if you got bad GMs and all this other stuff or whatever, your team's going to be bad. The idea that you're just going to go get accumulate a whole bunch of players and just roll them out there and think you're going to win games. That's part of it. That's a big part of it, but it's not the whole part.
That brings me to these two questions that I think tie together. I'm not asking you to divulge any secret conversations or anything, but you know, Trev, to some degree. And I think the reaction from the outside, people looking in, is okay, either he didn't really love Nebraska, he was a liar, or something got so bad so fast he had to leave. That the narrative is, hey, he's running away from the hard work. He sees an easy way out. He's taking it. Or he tried. He gave an honest effort, gave it what he could, and left when he felt he had enough. Knowing what you do about Trev, was he lying about his love for Nebraska? Is he taking the easy way out? Or did he give an honest effort and something got to a breaking point?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. That's a hard one. I mean, I can't really answer it. I mean, I'd hate to think that it was you take the easy way out. I'd hate to even go that way. And you know, I would say this: the optics don't look like that way. Mm-hmm. And here's the funny thing: I was in the airport when this thing broke. Right, a little short dude. He was making jokes, talking about he played football, and he's like, I had a Nebraska hat on, and Grant, I had no idea that this was going on. And so, you know, I got to apologize to Nick, because Nick asked me in the morning, and I just went off on him like, you got to use your words. But it was breaking news. Well, dude, this guy went to the University of New Mexico, Lobos. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we used to dream about being Nebraska. What happened? What's going on? Why would somebody that's been there and his name is up in the stadium leave? You know what I mean? I'm just like, what are you talking about? So I would hate to think that would be part of the process. The easy thing is to think that, and then also it'd be like, okay, it had to be also some things that I don't know if they were just so bad, but you just felt like it never would get any better in a timely fashion, and you have to act accordingly. I'm a big believer in this, and I've learned this here, like, personally. Sometimes people make you do things that you don't want to do. Sometimes situations make you do things that you don't want to do. And that's just the sucky part about life and the sucky thing about sports. And that's the way it is. And that's not saying his decision is right or wrong. I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. He's gone. You know what I mean? Now, you hate it because you feel like the university is in – look – after Callahan and, well, you wouldn't say Bo had it in a good situation. So just say after Mike Riley, And then to say, you know, after Frost and the I-Course, and then you go to Bill Moose. I mean, heck, the funny thing about it, somebody was joking with me. He was like, dang, he was here less than Bill Moose. And Bill Moose wasn't even here, because even if he was here 4 years, my man wasn't here half the time. You know? Uh-huh. So, I mean, so could it be that bad that he wanted to, jet? So, I mean, I'd hate to, you know, because when you say, like, he took the easy way, you know, that's a quit. You know, that you're trying to call somebody a quitter. I would never. I can't go to that part. I can't go that far yet. You know, and I don't. And really, to be honest with you, Austin and people out there, if that's truly, I don't have to live with that. Mm-hmm. I've never quit on anything. You know what I mean? Now I've been put in situations where I got to make the hard decisions, and I hated making those decisions, but I had to make those decisions, and you got to live with them. And those decisions hurt, and they eat you up sometimes. But then eventually, you understand you had to make those decisions, and I've made plenty of wrong decisions. So I'm not up here trying to act like I'm, you know, the mecca of right decisions. I mean, you know me, Austin. it's a coin flip at this point, right? So I also think that, you know, it had to be some tough stuff, but I would never want to be, it's a hard, I mean, I couldn't be sleeping right now. Even though I'd be down there, I'd be hard. I left a place that I gave it all and put me at a place that where I was able to have success, and, you know, then come back and be, the athletic director. I mean, and you know what? Sometimes, man,
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's like, you know, Austin, you know, like the only thing I could equate of is, like, you know, when I got done playing and I still have my house in Minnesota, and you're like, okay, well then, you know what, my high school and the people that are there, it's changed. Right. And so the appeal might have been initially good. Maybe just wore out that it just was too much, you know, or whatever. So I think the bigger thing is what's going to happen next. You know, we're going to hire a president first, or we're going to hire an AD. Now you got to bring, now I'm assuming, now I can't talk for anybody, right? Look, man, you up here bringing Matt Rhule up in here, and the two dudes that he came here for are gone. You better bloop him in on some conversations, right? I'm just saying, I mean, I'm sure they are, right? I can't, like, it, I'm not speaking for somebody, but you know, look, the lights are shut on and off by that football program, and it's going to be able to go to newer heights if you surround him with the support he needs to be successful. And that's the bottom line. And now essentially we have backed ourselves in the corner, like, and there is no way out. Like, I guess I look at it like when the Scott situation didn't work out, right? Okay, we had the safety net because Trev was our athletic director. And even though he maybe needed to learn, you know, the ins and outs of it, but you felt like he was always going to make the right decision, right? Or, like, do what's best for Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Well, that's gone, right? That doesn't mean the new person is going to come in, but the safety net's gone. So now we can't make another bad decision. We've already made enough, right? And even when we make good decisions, we found a way to, you know, somehow they decide to go other places. You know, it's just, it probably came out of left field. I don't know what it had to be, you know, something that you couldn't turn down, and it probably just became too much. And maybe it was an opportunity you felt like you couldn't pass up. I don't know. I mean, I don't view Texas A&M as that. I think, like, if you were able to be a part of Nebraska actually becoming viable again, it means more to college football. I've been told that by Jimmy Johnson told me that at my dad's Hall of Fame thing. And, you know, obviously he has an unbiased opinion. I've talked to people from Virginia Tech. I've talked to people from Georgia, from Alabama, all over. They said, well, Nebraska, if they come back, it's what college football needs. Mm-hmm. It's like they're waiting. So then maybe I don't think the opportunity is there. You know, where is really the opportunity to really, you know, go to that next level? So with Texas A&M, because, you know, in a lot of people's mind, Texas A&M will always be second fiddle to Texas. And I lived in Texas for a long time. I'm down in Texas right now. Houston is a Texas A&M Aggie town. So obviously that was the talk of the town. John McClain to all of them. Seth Payne, all of them. So, but it's still an Aggie town. It's not Dallas. It's not Austin. And it's a different type of people. So, you know, we'll see. And, you know, all you can do is just try to recover from it. It's going to take a little while to, you know, it affects a lot of people, though, too. I always say that. And when these moves are made, there's a lot of employees there that you know, they're going to have a new boss. I know Trev was demanding and having them to work hard. They all answered the bell, it seemed like. So, you know, but when a new guy comes in, you know, things change.
Mm-hmm. Noah from Lincoln on the text line asks this question, and we want your kind of prognostication cap on here. What's the silver lining? Is there one? Can we see it now? Or do we have to wait for a while to see if there is a silver lining to come out of the sudden departure?
The silver lining is spring football starts in about 10 days.
There we go.
Because then you can kind of get – then that could take the focus of what you need to do. And that's where, you know, the leadership in that football locker room, you know, their whole program needs to be laser focused on, we have got to handle our business. The business of upstairs, let's just say, you know, floor four and above or wherever they're at, or wherever, you know, whatever it is, the higher ups, they're going to handle, that's going to be handled. But the only thing that can really take the focus away from it is continue to have a good winter conditioning program and then have an excellent spring, because, you know, it doesn't matter who comes in as the AD and president, right? Matt Rhule is going to he's going to be the coach without a doubt. The same players are going to be there. You got to perform. And so, you know, that's really what can really give people solace. And then all the focus can turn towards the football team and the improvement that, you know, I think they can make.
You mentioned Matt Rhule and the football aspect of this. Dion, Danielle on the YouTube stream, thanks for chiming in. Really appreciate you guys being there. We had Sam McEwen on the block to lead off the show, and his column on this, Jay, started out with Matt Rhule holds all the cards in this. You mentioned Matt Rhule, you know, basically needing to be looped into these conversations. How, as whether it's the president that brings him in or the Board of Regents, whoever it is, how do you walk that fine line between giving Matt Rhule a say, understanding who he is and how he operates, versus not letting it turn into like a Kevin Durant, James Harden picking Steve Nash, Giannis picking Adrian Griffin situation? Like, there's a fine line there. How do you handle giving Matt Rhule a say without letting him run the search?
Oh, no, man. Hey, you know, if I'm a coach, I got to know who I'm riding with. Hey, listen, you got me out there. What's that movie with Tom Hanks when he's out there in that boat?
Oh, Castaway?
Yeah, Castaway.
It's Volleyball Wilson.
Right, yeah. And I need somebody to be here that just in case I need saved. So, I mean, I think they got to, you know, I'm assuming, and it might happen all the time. You know, maybe he has some ideas or whatever, and you know, I'm sure they probably got to run stuff by him, or just maybe keep him. I think the biggest thing you could do is just show him the respect that he deserves as the head football coach, and the respect that every coach deserves. That's Fred Hoiberg, that's Amy Williams, that's John Cook, that's Will Bolt. That's all of them deserve the respect to know who the possibilities are to be the next AD. I do believe that. That's their new boss, right? And then obviously the president is, I think the pecking order of the president is above that. So, and then, you know, we already got a chancellor. So, I mean, people are going to have to play, you know, wear different hats to those roles are filled. But I definitely, you know, these are the people that are, you know, work for the university, you know, going to work for, you know, this new athletic, we're going to have a new athletic director, no matter even if it's in-house or what. I think the only thing is to do is keep them abreast. Now, they don't have to know every single step, but they shouldn't be kept in the dark. And then they get an email and say, okay, this is Jay Foreman's your new athletic director.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the world rejoices. Yeah. Everything is fixed.
Listen, man, my gray hair is multiplied 10 times. I think I might be full gray. I wouldn't be salt and pepper. I'd just be silver as lion after that, you know, but, it's tough right now. And I would have probably think you can't make a decision right now because of the emotion. The cut is deep. The damage is deep. You know what I mean? The damage is look, man, when you go and blow up a city, like I always watch like Game of Thrones, you keep just knocking it on down to the roots. Now you down into the foundation underneath the ground now. And so, you know, it's tough. I mean, the funny thing is like people laughing at, you know, like one of my best friends, Sean Bryson, was like, what is going on out there? Like, literally, what is going on? He's in like Franklin, North Carolina. He's in the middle of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Podunk. You know, he likes riding in his side by side on the weekend. So he's getting ESPN updates. You know, my dad's calling everybody, but it's, when things happen like this out of nowhere, it's tough, man. It's tough. And you know, look, man, it's not, Trev didn't get ran out of town about like any like lawsuit or none of that. Don't run with that. That's just ignorance right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it. I know that for a fact. I can tell you that. That's not it.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't scared of nobody or none of all that nonsense. So, you know, hopefully things get fixed and they go in the right direction. But the one thing that cures all is them pads clacking. I'm sure, you know, Matt Rhule is going to have to put another hat on. It seems like he's got 50 of them, you know. You know me, Austin, I only wear two hats. I wear this one and my old, you know, dingy other one. Mm-hmm. But Matt Rhule got every single color out there. And so he's going to have to hold the four down. Because ultimately, he's got to shelter the team and keep them late, you know, focused. Because ultimately, you don't want to lose a day of getting better on things that they definitely can't control. And I was talking to somebody, and they're saying, you know what, 80% of what you worry about never comes to fruition. And so it's just, so that's why you just need to keep putting one foot in front of the other, and then. Go from there. But I used to have this thing, Austin, and I know we got to go to break, is that me and some friends, the garage crew, we always said that by the time we're 60, and this is obviously, you know, that we would want to be able to get in the RV and drive to the Big Ten championship and get out of that bad boy with a like 70% chance that we were going to win. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That we were back. Time's ticking.
You just had your 40th birthday. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I got a couple other brothers that don't, they just turned 50. You know, he got one at 52. You know, ooh, he's like, hey.
Dang.
Yeah.
Get that man a cane.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not that. Time's ticking. And once one of us hits 60, then the bet's off. So, you know, things need to start moving at a rapid pace, man. But we'll go to break. We'll come back. You know, we'll keep at this stuff. But then also, you know, we got – them Lady Huskers got to get it on and popping here pretty soon. And so let's hit a break and then we'll come right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.